Okay, well, good evening, everybody. This is David Sandoval. I want to welcome you to our Purium Lifestyle call. And if we don't have a moderator, then I am going to have to check out my notes to see how to handle the controls. But until then, everybody feel free to say hello and tell me where you're calling from. And then and as I figure this out.
Hey, it's Aloha. Me.
Aloha. Hey,
good evening.
Hi.
It's Rochelle in Albuquerque.
Hello.
Hey, hi there, Shonda.
Hi, Shonda.
Alice, Tom.
Hey, Alice. Good to have you on the call.
Hey, David, will you please call me?
Hi, John. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the call, everybody.
Hey, Florida.
Awesome. We're glad to have you with us.
Kim in Montana. Good evening.
Hey, awesome. Good to have you with us from Montana.
Claudine Davis, Brooklyn, New York.
Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's Catherine from the Mendocino Coast.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the call. This is David Sandoval. We are going to have an interesting call tonight all about men's defense. And so if you've got time to get your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your uncles, your friends, your men's friends, or just a woman who loves a man, this is a really important call because not one person in the world who's a man doesn't have a prostate that begins to swell and eventually swells to the point to where it becomes a problem. That literally affects every man unless they die of some other reason first. And so this is a really important call for men. And we have a product, an amazing product, that I'm going to explain in vivid detail. And so we're going to take our time, and I want everybody who's out there, again, to get, get your guy friends on the phone, or someone who loves a man, because this is a really important call. If we had a call on breast cancer, it would be that type of call, you know, because men's prostate issues are a serious, serious problem in America, in the world, among men everywhere. And there are some really potent natural solutions that you could feel results from within, you know, I won't say days, but within weeks. I think days, but I don't want to get expectations too high because everybody's different. Every body is different. And so I really want to, again, emphasize that this is an amazing product, one of our hidden secret products, and it happens to be our special this month as well. And so it's a great time to learn about it and to stock up on it. And I know that, you know, when we put out the note, men's defense, I know that the response was pretty light. People were like, oh, what's men's defense? You know, it's not one of our most popular products. But I
do.
It is among our most important products.
Hi, Dave.
I
just want to break in for 1 second. I can mute the line out for you because it sounds like there's some background noise going on, but I didn't want to interrupt your presentation. But give me just one moment, okay?
Fantastic.
I think that's going to be better for you. Are you still with us, Dave?
I am. Thank you so much
okay.
for that. I heard a voice saying, hi, Dave, and I thought, oh, maybe they don't realize that now is not the time to introduce themselves.
well, great. So you are in presentation mode, and I'm going to turn it all back to you, okay? At the end of the call, just so you can know, because I'm not going to be able to stay with you tonight, if you hit star 53, that will open up the lines and everybody can say goodbye and goodnight.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Amy, and appreciate you getting that that settled for me. For those of you who don't know, my name is David Sandoval. Amy and I are the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. It used to be Purium Health Products. Now we just go by a simple name, Purium. because we're not, we are a lifestyle company. This is a Purium lifestyle call. And I personally just got back. I have been awake for something like 30-something hours. I left Germany yesterday. I've been in the air for 12 hours. And so, yeah, it's been a minute for me. I've been up for a while. And so if I happen to stumble a little bit, then I apologize. You know, it's just part of the jet lag thing. So, so happy to have all of you with us. If I stated earlier, this is one of the most important calls we have. We have it once a year. And the reason it's important is because every male after the age of 30 begins to experience some swelling of their prostate. And that swelling is going to increase by 1% a year. Think about that. That means by the time you're 80 years old, your prostate is like grown by 1% a year. And then, you know, most men, unfortunately, the average age of men is under. Most men are, you know, going to die, unfortunately, according to statistics, before the age of 80. So for some men, you know, the prostate isn't going to be a problem. But imagine me, I'm going to live to be 120. And that means that if I start swelling at 1% per year at the age of 30, you know, that means it's going to be almost, you know, completely shut down and not even functioning at all. And that's going to be swelling up inside my body. The risk of cancer grows, et cetera. So a men's prostate has two significant problems that it faces. One is swelling, and the other is cancer. The two are not related. The swelling doesn't lead to the cancer necessarily, but a unhealthy environment actually can allow the first to happen and the second to happen. So it's all about creating a healthy environment to protect our body in so many ways. And so what I wanted to do is I did some really, really in-depth and significant research, and I realized that different cultures around the world had actually developed some really cool responses to this problem. That, you know, I mean, they realized it was happening because it's been happening to men forever. And so there are some really interesting statistics I want to share with you. One of them is sort of a, it's not a joke, but it is sort of funny to talk about. In my research, I came about some strange facts about, you know, about herbs and about lifestyle activity. And probably, you know, one of the most interesting facts is that the male prostate does swell at 1% a year. And that could really be a problem, especially urologically, because the tube that our urine flows through passes between two flaps of our prostate. And so as the prostate swells, it began like us squeezing, you know, the hose so that the water doesn't flow through, or bending the hose. Well, the swelling shuts down, you know, the flow and the ability to flow. And so because of that, most men start to experience, you know, symptomology that includes everything from, you know, having to urinate frequently to being impotent. And this could be caused simply by a swollen prostate. And those are not two things that any of us want to have. Now, what's funny is that having, and please forgive me if this is embarrassing to some people, but having frequent sex, an average of 7 times a week, actually reduces prostate cancer by risk and prostate cancer risk, excuse me, by 33%. And, you know, and so there are some funny things, but the reason why is because you're using it. They say use it or lose it. And that is actually the truth when it relates to the prostate. So, in addition to that, though, we can't sell that to you, I'm afraid. So I had to put together an herbal solution. And the herbal solution is profound because, as I said, all of these ancient cultures have had this issue. They've dealt with it, and some of them have dealt with it at a very high level. So I want to share some of my favorite herbs And then I also want to share some modern scientific discoveries and information that has been sort of brought about to validate the ancient wisdom. Now, if there's one thing that I love is I love studying ancient cultures. I love studying ancient wisdom. And I love bringing that wisdom forward into today's world for our benefit. They say that modern medicine, you know, and then they call it alternative medicine. And I believe that or traditional medicine is what they call Western medicine. And then they call alternative medicine, you know, the other thing. But I think that the ancient knowledge is the wisdom that we need to apply first. And then I think that having surgeries and drugs is alternative medicine. Does that make any sense to you? I don't think that we should think about taking care of the body as alternative medicine. I think that's just taking care of the body. I think all the alternative is to use drugs. The alternative is to have a surgery, and it should be the last alternative. And that's something I want to help you to do. So let's keep the body healthy. We're going to talk tonight about some of my favorite herbs on the market. We're also going to announce some winners of some contests, I was told, and that information has been texted over to me. So if you'll give me just one moment, I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm going to grab my my phone, and I'm on my phone, but I'm going to look at my text messages, and I'm going to announce those winners in about 10 minutes or so. So that means you've got a minute to text people, remind them to get on the phone in case they might want to win that prize, but also in case they want some of this invaluable information that affects, you know, 50% of the people on the planet, approximately, the male population. And let's face it, every woman has a father, a brother, you know, a husband, or a son who ultimately is going to be affected by this as well. And so let me take a minute, as I said, and I want to take a little sip of water. I'm going to put you guys on just so I don't have to hold this thing up to my ear. And I hope that you can still hear me okay. And then we're going to get into our information. So Men's Defense, well, the name sort of says it all. I really wanted it to be, you know, to build that firewall, if you would, of defense around your prostate. And in order to do that, I wanted to draw upon that ancient wisdom. So what we want to do is we wanted to make sure that the liver, which moves blood around the body, you know, was functioning really well. And we also wanted to make sure that your prostate was being supported in a big, big way. And so Purium's Men's Defense is actually composed. I was the composer of it, if you would, but the big composer in the sky put it, you know, together to begin with. It's a blend of amazing herbs and plant extracts, and it helps your body defend itself against a lot of stuff. It supports your prostate, supports your immune system, and it also has some side effects that are pretty cool. It gives you better sleep, and it helps your hair as well. And so, you know, we go in there trying to support the prostate. And because of the goodness, because of the same things that help the prostate also help other things, it's pretty cool that we get all of these side benefits. And I'm going to tell you a lot about that. The number one thing most people think about when they think about the prostate is saw palmetto. So I'm going to go ahead and go there first. Saw palmetto studies have shown that it is an anti-androgen. Now, what does an anti-androgen mean? It means that your body builds up a certain hormone, and that hormone isn't good for you. And the androgen is the antidote. An androgen is an antidote. It actually matches up with it and neutralizes it. So androgens are pretty cool. Well, the saw palmetto, also known as Serranoa repens, it's been used like for a long, long time. Now, it grows, by the way, down in Florida. You know, if you've ever been to Florida, they call it the palmetto state. So it isn't like this is some exotic herb that we never have heard of, you know, the palmetto state. And it grows like crazy down there. Now, the best thing I think that I love about saw palmetto is that it lowers level of DHT in the body, and that's really cool. DHT, as you know, is a stress hormone, and that stress hormone is the hormone that makes men lose their hair. So earlier I said that the same thing that helps your prostate may have other side benefits, and so this product is going to stop your hair from falling out as fast. It's going to stop your hair from thinning. It's pretty cool for that side effect, but that's not why we did it. But the lowering of DHT levels in the body by blocking 5-alpha reductase. And when you block 5-alpha reductase, that's a fancy way of saying it's a blocker. It blocks DHT. And that DHT is produced by the 5-alpha reductase that becomes DHT. So it blocks the receptor sites on the cell membranes. And so it literally stops the body from absorbing it, and you could block, suppress, and repair. And nothing's better than blocking. Blocking is the number one thing. You could suppress it. Let's say that you're going to get hit. You could block the hit. You could hope the hit doesn't hurt you as bad, or you could just repair afterwards. After you get punched and get a black eye, you could wait for the black eye to go away. Would you rather repair? Would you rather suppress, or would you rather block? You'd rather block. Of course, you want there to be suppression, and you want there to be repair. Those are all required. But I'd rather block than suppress or repair. So this blocks the receptor sites on the membranes, thus the DHT does not get absorbed. And studies have been performed in the use of saw palmetto, and it shows that it really, really puts up a protective wall against what's called BPD or BPH. And that means benign prostatic hyperplasmia or hypoplasmia, which just means a swelling of the prostate. Fancy, fancy words for stuff that we could say easier. Now, that has a similar androgenic, property for alopecia, and alopecia is the fancy name for hair loss. Now, the Native Americans, let's get it simple. We're talking all these fancy words. Let's go back where this all started. The Native Americans, they use this as a remedy for what we call modern-day prostate problems and urological problems. And in recent years, the United States has actually seen this huge resurgence in the use of saw palmetto because there were a lot of male-oriented disorders, impotence, hair loss, male pattern baldness, enlargement of the prostate, and all types of sexual dysfunction and loss of libido. And if you could have a single herb that reverses all of that, that's growing all around you, you know the Native Americans were going to take advantage of it. They were going to see the benefit. Hey, those people who eat all those palmetto berries, those guys don't have any of these problems. And that's how we found out. The science just validated what the Native Americans knew all along. Now, red clover extract is our next ingredient. Now, this herb is rich in what's called isoflavones. And isoflavones have been used historically across the other side of the world by Asians and even Europeans as a general immune enhancer and muscle relaxant, and even as an expectorant. That means it actually helps you to get rid of stuff that's inside of your body, like urine. Now, red clover has a lot of different names because, you know, it grows all around the world. Some people call it meadow trefoil, cleaver grass, mari grass, sweet clover, wild clover, cow clover, and even purple clover. I think there was a song called Purple Clover. But the isoflavones isolated from red clover are the best. Well, they've been studied the most for sure, and they've proven to be effective in really blocking and like creating this wall. Like I said, it just has this ability to use our body's own function and enhance it, block, suppressing, and repairing. The isoflavones actually prevent the proliferation of certain types of cells. And when it slows down cell growth, you know what that could mean. It actually could even destroy other types of cells. And so some of these cells that are not healthy for your body, we need to slow down their growth. And then we need to even destroy them sometimes if they're not healthy. Now, cells are supposed to destroy themselves through apoptosis, But sometimes they need a little bit of help when they're no longer serving the body well. And so in laboratory and animal studies, found that red clover isoflavones throw up this huge protective wall against the growth of certain types of cells for both men and women in the tissue around the breast and the prostate. So again, a side benefit to men, you know, men get breast cancer too. And this isn't an anti-cancer product. But if you could throw up this protective wall in the breast and this protective wall in the prostate and stop the proliferation of certain cells, then you're going to, again, slow down this growing, this swelling of the prostate. And if you have certain phytochemicals that are really good for slowing down this swelling, this reproduction of cells, then that's going to be good in other ways as well. Now, the clover tea is typically made from the flowering tops, and it's been used to stimulate the liver and the gallbladder activity. Now, what happens to the liver and the gallbladder? We produce bile. The liver produces most of the bile in the body, maybe all of it. I'm going to have to do some research, but I think the gallbladder has a little bit of activity as well. And it helps with constipation. It helps if you don't have much of an appetite. So let's say that you've gone through some type of surgery or chemotherapy or something, you don't have much of an appetite, red clover can actually stimulate your appetite. If you use a poultice of it, you can actually put it right on your feet. It takes away athlete's feet, helps with eczema and things like that. Clover is a pretty awesome herb. Now, there's so much I could tell you about clover. I could go on and on and on, but we're running out of time, and in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to have to give you the winners of our contest, and I still haven't stopped to find them. But anyway, I want to go down to another part of the world, and this is in India, where Ayurvedic medicine is practiced. And in Ayurvedic medicine, they traditionally had used a combination of two herbs to effectively control the rate of prostate growth. And again, these herbs, the combination of these herbs is Pygium, and Pygium, I'm going to tell you more about in a moment, and nettle. Now, we all know about nettles. Everybody's seen nettle tea in the health food store. Pygium isn't as well known, so let's start there. Now, we use a Pygium extract, which is an evergreen tree, Prunus africana. It's found in the higher elevations of Central and Southern Africa, thus the name africana, and it's also, you know, not found all over the continent. It's mostly the southern regions of Africa. Now, this herb is really effective at supporting healthy bladder and urinary tract. As early as the 1700s, people were traveling from Europe down to southern Africa for the specific purposes of bringing back Pygium. It was successfully researched in Europe, and the Pygium bark was said to be exceptional in helping to maintain a healthy prostate. Now, numerous clinical studies have since demonstrated the usefulness of Pygium. And it actually has three amazing things that now we know about. The science is starting to support what the ancient cultures already knew. Phytosterols like beta-cystosterol. We're hearing all about this in the news. Pentacyclic. You know, acids and triterpenoids and terpenes. These are little tiny phytochemicals that can help turn on and off activities within the body. There are so many healthful acids, ursolic acid, oleinic acid, phenylic esters, fatty alcohol esters, and there's also, of course, the one that everybody comes back to because it's so much easier to pronounce than all of these others. And I'm reading off of a list because I can't even ever think I could memorize all of these. But the beta-cystosterol is the one that most people hear about. And that sort of covers the whole family in a way where one's found, the others are found. And there's, you know, a lot of plants that have compounds in them. But to find them all in this one plant, that's what's really cool. Now, there are anti-inflammatory compounds, obviously, that stop the swelling, but also they inhibit the synthesis of prostaglandulins. And prostaglandulins are basically the enemy. So beta-cystosterol has been shown to be useful in BPH, just like all the other herbs have, but it's most effective when combined with nettle. And so I'm getting to the point where, you know, where this product has almost perfect. But if you look at research, it's not only nettle but pumpkin leaf that is included in this classic, I just want to tell you, this classic Ayurvedic formula. Nettle, this root, when used with Pygium, increases the potency of both. This is a symbiotic relationship, a synergistic relationship. Their energies match up really well. They complement each other, and they're almost always used together. Again, Ayurvedic medicine has used this combination for rheumatism as well because of the anti-swelling properties it has in it, arthritis, rheumatism, things like that. So again, these side benefits you're going to get, the side benefits you're going to get from taking this product are going to be numerous and dramatic. And so when we look at the nettle, you know, it has a strong astringent action, and that helps draw body tissue together. Think of an astringent, it makes stuff squeeze together tighter, and that helps control internal bleeding as well. So women, by the way, women really benefit from this product in so many ways. It's not just men who take it, because women who have heavy menstrual bleeding, who they find that taking this product actually slows that down. For the same reason, the astringent property, draw body tissue together, slows down internal bleeding, and also slows down or reduces heavy flow during menstruation. Now, most people think of nettle as just something you make nettle tea. It helps with hay fever, helps with allergies, you know, may even help the joints a little bit. But when you combine it with Pygium, again, that's magnified. It doesn't just help a little bit. It helps a lot. Now, patients who are given nettle experienced a reduced need to get up during the night and urinate. It reduced the symptoms of prostate enlargement in test groups of men 60 and older. And probably one of the most important properties of nettle is its diuretic action. It actually helps the body to eliminate urea and other waste products that might be accumulating in the body because of fluid retention. And, you know, there's two more ingredients, but I want to add the pumpkin seed, because pumpkin seeds have been used for a long time. They're high in iron and zinc. And iron and zinc are really, really important to complement the prostate. And so with a lack of iron and zinc, the prostate will enlarge faster. And not only that, the prostate is subject to parasitic infections. And the fiber, zinc, and pumpkin seed, our digestive tract is subject to different types of parasitic infections. And one of those side benefits is that pumpkin seeds help actually reduce, parasitic infections. So again, pumpkin seed, awesome. There's a Styrian pumpkin seed that is my favorite. We're not able to use the Styrian pumpkin seed in this, but we found one that's very, very similar and really, really happy with this complementary formula. Now, the last ingredient is lycopene. You guys all know about lycopene. Some people take that alone because the consumption of that powerful carotenoid really assists in the reduction, and again, I'm just going to say it throws this protective blanket over so many parts of our body. You could just Google lycopene and Google how it protects the body. I'll just say it's a very powerful antioxidant. It neutralizes free radicals. In the body, lycopene, it goes all the way deep into the liver, deep into the lungs, deep into the prostate gland, deep into the colon. And you know what they say about lycopene and colon and your colon, the health of your colon? It is concentrated in your skin. It goes out into the furthest reaches of the body. And lycopene it's able to be transported through the body easier than almost all other carotenoids. Now, epidemiological studies show that high intakes of lycopene from vegetables is associated with fewer incidents of all types of bad stuff. You just have to go online and check it out. Lycopene is the bomb. Some people take it alone and think that it's everything that they need. So we're getting near the end of the call. I just want to tell you that this combination of lycopene, of pygium, of pumpkin seeds, of nettle, you know, that alone, I didn't even mean to say, just the pumpkin seed, the nettle, and the pygium, that alone is an amazing thing to take. Taking lycopene alone is an amazing thing to take. You know, taking, the saw palmetto berry alone is an amazing thing to take. Taking red clover alone is an amazing thing to take for your prostate. Taking them all together in the way that we've combined them synergistically, like just amazingly effective. So again, I'm telling you, if you have someone who suffers from these issues, that's on sale. This isn't a sales call. I just want to let you know if you like it, if we're ringing your bell, then take advantage of it. There's 2 days left in the month, and this special isn't going to come back for a year. We run it once a year, and people stock up, and I expect that you might want to do the same. So again, my name's David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium. I stumbled over my words. I sounded a little bit silly because I am so jet-lagged, 36 hours without much sleep, but I'm more than happy. Literally just rolled off of a plane, got through customs, and made it onto this call. That's why I needed Amy to come on and take the controls, and she did. So again, she told me how to unlock the call, and I really don't remember. And so I want to find my winners, and I'm going to announce those. So give me one moment. And we have, okay, we have Jody and Russell Parker. Jody and Russell Parker and Jody and Russell Parker. Jody, you have my, you know how to reach me. So, oh, no, that's the wrong Jody. Sorry. Jody and Russell Parker, you are our winners tonight for the Diamond Club training. Congratulations. Also, we have our second winner is Joel Calandrillo. So we got Jody and Russell Parker and Joel Calandrillo. All you have to do to claim your prize is just to let us know that you're on the line tonight, and we'll make sure to get you that prize. You got to call us tomorrow. Let us know you're on the line tonight and claim your prize. Okay, hold on 1 second. Someone's helping me out here. Star 50 to unlock. Here I go. Good thing Amy said it out loud, huh? Okay, here we go. Okay, I don't know if that worked because, but anyway, I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. Sorry if I'm not at my best, but I hope the information was good for you. And I just messed up trying to unlock the call and hit the wrong button. But anyway, appreciate you guys. And I know that you're out there sending me your love. I wish I could hear it. Let me try one more thing.